Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right? All right, Anthony, give me a cue. What's going on, brother? Wendy's Big Show live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard out here in Waukesha. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Tausch, Leap. 36, Leroy Butler, the Packer Hall of Famer, 2020 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I feel good.
Soon to be attendant, man. This is a good spot to be. Leroy, how we doing?
I feel good because me and you are out here with the people with the good credit.
Yeah, that's what Waukesha is. That's why I went to college out here.
That's why I need to spend 3 or 4 hours here to get my credit up to my 508. I'll be good.
This will boost you up. Yeah, being out here associating, it's guilt by association, right? I think you gain like 100-some points.
Yeah, absolutely.
414-799-1250. We got a lot to cover today, and it's wide open for you. NFL Draft, Packers with 2 picks tonight, 12 and 30. Leroy, throughout the reading, I got a couple of different tidbits that I want to get to throughout the show, but this is the prime day to hear from the people.
Yes,
because everybody, you know this, everybody's got their guy,
right?
Everybody's got.
We had a guy hijack the show from a guy from Albany.
He had 3 guys. Derek. Yep.
I hope he can get in today because this is the day that, and I'm not going to use the word nerd, okay? But it was one of my favorite movies. All 3 of them. I think they made 3 of them. But you have to think about the people who really enjoy the draft. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan out there, you've done your due diligence.
No doubt.
You've been on social media. You've heard us talk about it. But now is the time, and we traditionally come here every year, and there's always a reaction. If I want to take people back 1 year ago, the Jair Alexander, they had mid-first-round pick. Everybody wanted them to get a defensive back. I wanted to get Derwin James. They passed on him. They traded. Jumped back in, picked up another first-round pick, and that way they were able to use that pick this year. So they were able to get Jair Alexander, a guy that's going to be there for a long time. Now, fast forward today, things change. Free agency, they've been very active.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very active.
Yep.
They got some guys people may not know, but they'll get a chance to introduce themselves at some point. But if you're Matt LaFleur, you've never been a head coach before. You've never been in a draft room before where you commanded attention. They're going to have cameras on him all the time.
No doubt.
To make sure he is tuned in to what's going on. Because remember the breaking down of the silos. You know, Ted Thompson, who's going into the Packer Hall of Fame May 4th. I'll be attending that myself with Gina Della, too. I would be with rich folks. I'm not rich, but I hang with a lot of rich folks. I just do. Like my boy Will, that make me sound so good. He rich. I hang with him, too.
That's one of the best reasons why we hang out with him.
This is a big deal for the head coach. Because now we're going to know what your thinking is as far as building your team.
I think one of the interesting parts about it, Leroy, is if this wasn't Green Bay, right, and maybe the Bucs weren't doing what they were doing, the Brewers weren't revving up the season and there wasn't the anticipation for that, if we were in another area or the outside noise of the Bucs and Brewers weren't around us, this would be the biggest draft that there has been in Green Bay in the last 2 decades. You come into it with 2 first-round picks, and you're – right in the heart of a rebuild, if you want to call it that, because you got a second-year GM and a first-year head coach.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great point. That's why you're a smart guy. Because if you think about it, you do
just trying
have
to be one of those rich folks that you can hang out with.
I know, right? You're sounding real rich right now. But if you think about it, you're right. And the good thing about it, though, because it has been a lot of distractions. Because, you know, the Tyler Dunn article, which kind of blew up last couple
good point.
Of weeks.
Yep.
But what happened was, the Brewers at the time had a nice takeoff. They've come back to earth since then, But the Bucks have kept that up to where Aaron Rodgers and Bakhtiari can go to the game and relax.
Right. Yep.
But it comes full circle again. There is no distraction today because everything's going to be on that first pick, the 12th pick. Now, here's what I think they did good. Put out the smoke signal that you like a few quarterbacks because there's going to be some teams – okay, that's in the 20s, maybe in the 30s, you know, maybe not the 30s, I'm sorry, in the teens behind you, you know, 14, 15, 16. You
sure.
can look at all those teams.
You can look at everybody in that realm.
They may want to move up to get a quarterback, especially if you feel like one of these guys are franchise-type guys, the Drew Locke and Daniel Jones-type guy. Now, if you're the Packers, you can really control that spot. But what if the other top quarterbacks start to drop down and then the Rosen kid doesn't get traded and they just keep him?
Right.
It throws a lot of stuff off, so well, you're in a good spot at 12.
And talk about the smoke signals. The Arizona Cardinals just, you know, buying into all the mock drafts and everything you possibly
yes.
want to do.
Yep.
They just tweeted out a picture of Damian Lillard, the GIF after he hit the game winner against
yeah.
OKC, just waving goodbye to everybody. Said mock drafts, yelling at us, just waving goodbye. So they know where they're going.
Right.
But they could throw a whole wrench in there and go Quinnen Williams, the D-tackle from Alabama,
yep.
and Kyler Murray starts to fall,
right.
and he could start sliding. Dwayne Haskins could be the one that's sliding.
Yeah, and that would be so unfortunate. If you're Kingsbury, however you say his name, and you want to run a system that's a spread system, the best guy to run that system was Kyler Murray. Okay, that's the system you want to run. Baltimore had said, you know what, we got rid of Flacco
yep.
because we want to do it different with Jackson, and they signed RG3 to be his backup. We've invested in this system, so we went out and gave you this job for that reason. You have to take Kyler Murray. You have to, because he's the best at it. Not just so much for the Heisman Trophy, and I don't care about his height, by the way.
Sure.
I'm just going by production, what this kid has done, what he's been there. He deserves the right to run that offense if you're going to do it. But then again, you know what? You're Arizona. You're getting the first pick for a reason, okay?
You're going to make a dumb mistake.
People don't expect
sure.
them to get this thing right. But if you got the coach that you want, let him get the player that he wants, because he did say, you know, I'm not going to put him on the record, but he said if he had the number one pick, he would choose Kyler Murray.
Right.
Sometimes be careful what you ask for.
Well, and the thing is, too, you obviously liked him because you talked about
yes.
him while you still had
glowingly.
While you still had a college job.
Yes.
And, like, one of my favorite parts is college coaches come to the NFL basically to crash and burn, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then go right back to college. As bad as that sounds, most college coaches come to
yeah.
the NFL and go and crash and burn. Like, Nick Saban had probably the best
yes.
chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get his quarterback that he wanted in Drew Brees in free agency. And he was gone a year later. Like, if,
I don't blame him.
If Kingsbury, and by the way, here's the other tidbit that I find is really, really fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of those guys weren't under 500 as college coaches like Cliff Kingsbury was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're taking you, like you said, to run this system, get the guy that's going to be the best at it,
yes.
and go do it. And that could just throw a whole wrench in it all the way up at the top. Leroy Butler, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Wendy's Big Show out here live at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. We take this all the way up to the fans. Football draft coverage starting up at 6. Gary Ellerson gets here at 5. Bill Michaels is out here. Paul Emig. We got a lot of good guys coming up here for the draft because, you know, it's the NFL draft. We got to make sure that we have our best dudes. We have our best lineup. Ben Fennell of The Athletic joins us at 2:48. Adam McAlvey is going to calm everybody down or maybe just spark a little bit more of a fire.
He got a hard
Brewers
job.
Fans. He's got a hard job.
He got
right
a hard
now.
Job.
He comes up at 3:48 to calm everybody down about the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike Clemens up at 12:65 gets us a lowdown at 4. And Ryan Wood in the same spot joins us at 4:48. 414-799-1250. Where's the bigger need going into tonight? Offense or defense? And Leroy, it's weird for me as a Packer fan at this point
mm-hmm.
to ask the question because the last 5 years, and seemingly ever since Aaron Rodgers became the quarterback,
yep.
everybody dogs the defense. Coming
yep.
into the draft, you need a pass rusher. You need a safety.
Mm-hmm.
Last 3 years it was you need cornerbacks.
Yep.
But at this point in time, Aaron playing almost the entire year last year, mm-hmm. it still feels like now the need is fully square on offense.
Well, no question about it. You look at, look at the record of Green Bay Packers. They've been drafting first round in defense, seemed like since 1901. It's just like they have so many first round picks. Actually, I think it might have been 2001, but just to be funny about it, they've had all these picks on first round picks on defense, hadn't panned out.
Mm-mm.
But you have to protect your quarterback. Khalil Mack is something that should be a billboard in Green Bay. How do you stop this guy? Okay, and Hicks inside.
Right.
Their defense is built to go after the quarterback.
And Goldman so, and Floyd.
Right.
All of those.
Just,
Roquan Smith
oh
in the middle.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
sweating
you can't,
just thinking about it.
And you play these guys the first game. So to me, you know, and I'll talk about this later, who I think they should pick, but they don't care what we think, but we did care about what the listeners think. So I will say this. If they don't draft an offensive lineman first, if it's Dillard, Williams, or somebody.
Right.
I don't fall in love with a particular person. I fall in love with a position.
Mm-hmm.
I would be shocked. But somebody in this top 20 is going to do something, and it's going to be a head-scratcher.
No doubt.
I bet it may happen five times. What? In the that guy was not projected to go there. That's okay because your board is not the same as some of these guys on the Four Letter Network mm-hmm. or some of these guys that, you know, claim they know everything. Your board is different. If it's a guy deemed that's going to change your franchise, you take him. Now real quick, 15 seconds about a quarterback. If they do it, if you think Drew Lock is the guy, you'll never be this high again. You're never going to be 12 again because you're going to be in the 20s and the 30s because you're going to be winning.
Because you're going to the playoffs.
Right.
Right.
And hopefully the Super Bowl.
Yes.
If you deem you're never going to be there to get a quarterback again, then you take the quarterback and everybody's on board with it, just like they did, Chicago did. They had a quarterback in Glennon mm-hmm. sitting there with the coach. No,
in front of the people.
And get right at the draft part. We're moving up to get Trubisky. We don't care who cares. We think this guy's a franchise quarterback, and you just live with the negative stuff.
For sure, yep.
But how Aaron Rodgers would view it and how everybody else would view it, you have to be okay with that. And there's no irony to the Brett Favre-Rodgers thing. And if it is, they're not going to look at it like that. Get your quarterback. If not, you got to plug some of these other holes because you want to try to win – immediately.
The conversation about like everybody's board being different.
Yeah.
Charles Robinson, a senior reporter, he works for Yahoo. He's one of the best in the business, right?
Yeah.
He just put out this big long draft thread on Twitter, and like this part of it I thought was really cool. Through today, teams have told me their number of first round grades on their board is right around like 13 to 17, depending on the team. How many guys that they believe are fully first round
yes.
graded players.
Right.
And then there's a general agreement that Nick Bosa and Quinnen Williams, they're in their own tier. Like,
yep.
those two dudes,
yep.
you know, are can't miss. Then there's about a dozen guys right below them, and then there's about 40 dudes that you know
right.
you can kind of get and pick and choose. Like you said, don't fall in love with one guy
right.
because there's 32 teams, and 31
Absolutely.
Of them are going to be able to have a chance at
it. Yeah, because Sweat, you know, they don't know about – and I talked to Terrell Buckley about having Sweat in camp and haven't had any issues with his heart conditions. But I will say this, if a guy like that, pass rusher, 4-4, you know, that get after the quarterback,
man.
If he's falling, how do you pass on that particular guy? Have the two inside linebackers, those guys are difference makers. It's a lot of guys sitting at 12, but it all, again, come back to if Arizona wants to trade Rosen or not.
And there's a part of this that I think we're all kind of forgetting in the conversation of where you said you probably aren't picking 12 again. You're not picking
right.
12 again for the next close to a decade.
Yes.
Then when you're in this position, maybe it's not quarterback, but you can capitalize on it. 414-799-1250. Where is the biggest need coming into tonight? Is it on offense or is it on defense? Because defense has been the story for the last better part of 5, 10, 15 years, however long
Forever.
You want to say it. Forever it's been, man, they really need some guy on defense, man. They really need a dude on defense. If they got a guy on defense, I'd be really, really happy. They got a cornerback, I'd be really happy. There's a lot of positions still that the Packers are going to need.
And they spent money on free agency the most they've ever spent on defense.
The
Let's
Smith
go
brothers, they changed the game for Brian Gutekunst coming
offense.
Into tonight, that's for sure. And who is your guy and why? Let us know, because – you're the
yeah,
smart
do
guy.
Do your homework.
We're
do
excited.
Homework.
We know everybody yeah. did their homework. This is the time where you get to put on the old white, you know, T-shirt, little cutoff shirt. They used to call it a beater, right? You know, undershirt. You're walking around. Flex the muscle a little
yeah.
bit. You did
yeah.
your studying.
Yeah.
Let everybody know what you
Other
got.
Other than
is.
March Madness, this is when guys really love it.
Oh, yeah.
So women,
no doubt. Yep.
I'm going to tell you, give your guys a pass this weekend to just act like fools, especially with the Bucks playing on Sunday at noon. So give them this weekend to just kind of take it easy and say weird stuff, and then they can get back to being a husband on Tuesday.
And you can have some fun, ladies, yeah. right now throughout the rest of the day because it is Throwback Thursday.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And your boy Leroy Butler did win last week. With Keith Sweat.
Oh, Keith Sweat won?
Keith Sweat is going to be bringing us out of the breaks
oh,
all
amazing.
Day today.
I got somebody else who's going to win.
Okay, you got an even better one. Okay,
yeah.
All right, we'll get that next. We'll get our nominees for a Throwback Thursday next. We want who's your guy and why? And where's the bigger need? Is it on offense or is it on defense? The NFL draft coming up tonight, round one starts at 6. Gary Ellerson comes out, joins Leap and I out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Coming up at 5, Bill Michaels and Paul Emig join him at 6. Take you all the way through the first round up until about 11 o'clock, 11:30, however long it goes. They're out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. This is the Wendy's Big Show, and you're listening to 105.7 FM, The Fan. Okay, Keith Sweat,
man,
Throwback Thursday.
That made my day. Keith Sweat is the man. Ooh, where my wife at right now? Did I just say that on the radio?
You did.
I didn't know my mic was on.
Anthony, the mics are on, right? Yeah. They are indeed on.
Keith Sweat.
At least mine is. Okay, I don't know about y'all.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mandela. He's supposed to be one of my proteges. He didn't just let people hear me
Billy,
talk about
him.
How much I love Keith Sweat.
Oh, well, it'll work.
No, I love him. Now, Keith Sweat's the man. I remember going to one of his concerts at the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, wow. Young Leroy Butler.
And he was like, he doesn't drink. He can come in because it was like a just dinner theater.
Oh,
thing.
For sure. Yeah.
I didn't drink. I just wanted to see Keith Sweat let us in because he didn't know who I was. He didn't know.
How old were you?
I don't
a couple of years in the league or whatever?
I don't know. I think it was like after college.
Okay.
I was old enough, but you had to have a wristband to drink and
sure.
a wristband not
yep.
to drink.
I get what you're saying.
Since
yep.
I didn't drink, I didn't get the wristband. So I was just hanging out and he was like, "Yeah, you can come on in." So I appreciate that.
So that's where the yeah. Keith Sweat nomination
yeah,
comes
I love
from.
Keith.
I like it. I'm
Keith Sweat and Anita Baker. When I met them, I got all excited.
That's when Leroy Butler fangirls out.
That's why I keep nominating it. If you think our fans,
I was going to say I was
wondering nominated
how many times
like
you nominate
every
them.
Like every other month or something. I nominate either you know Anita Baker, which no one's going to vote for, and Keith Sweat. That's why I'm so surprised. But my next person, I think I'll win again.
Your nominee for yeah. next week's Throwback yeah. Thursday, Leroy
Butler, Eminem.
Oh man, that's
one
tough.
Of my top five rappers of all time.
That's a tough one to beat. Now they were blasting the Eminem,
yeah. Eminem
at Little
Eminem.
Caesars Arena. During
yeah.
the entire Bucks series?
Nice.
Whew. All week long.
Yeah, I'm huge with Eminem. I just love where he came from, how he put his music together, working mm-hmm. with Dr. Dre and 50 Cent and all that. I love all those guys, but Eminem, I got top five hardcore rappers that I love. Everything they stand for. T.I. is number one, of course.
Okay.
T.I. is
one, yep.
but Eminem made my top five.
That's a great recovery story.
You know,
yeah,
I got
sure.
almost attacked at the barbershop when I told people that Jay-Z wasn't in my top five rappers. I said, this is my list, cuz. Take it easy. Yeah, it's the Boston people.
Yeah.
The Celtics fans.
Stunned.
How can you not have Jehovah? Just calm down.
Chill out. It's all good.
It's my list.
Man. Those Boston people, I would fight with them.
They're getting violent, man. One guy with a Robert Parrish jersey. I don't know where he found that from.
That's
they're
the
going
shelf of
to sweep the Bucks. Stop it. And he said that as a joke.
Come
he
on.
Said that the Packers are going to draft a center. I said, man, if that happened, Gary Ellison going to tear all these pool tables up.
You should have just told him. You know what? Hey, go home. You're drunk. That's what you say to somebody like that.
It's just crazy. The pastor, one of the other pastors were in there, so it was very spiritual. But people believe in the Packers. I will say this: the percentages, Bill, is different. Before you do your nominee, real quick,
mm-hmm.
it used to be pretty much 80% blind loyalty to the Packers.
Sure.
And the draft.
Yep, I get what you're saying.
Because
yep.
it was Ted. They were used to this. Because you were winning.
The in Ted we trust guys.
Yes.
Right.
That is down to probably 25% because they don't know what Gutekunst likes and they can't really get a read on because there's been a lot and hasn't been a lot of leaks, as you would see in mm-hmm. Oakland. They send guys home, so they're just worried that it could be a huge surprise. And I try to calm them down and say, listen, this team is not far away, but they have to get a starter at this pick that has to make a difference. But I don't think they're not buying it.
It's hard not to find somebody yeah. at 12. Like when you're picking at 12, like you said, you're looking for somebody.
A nice pool of players. Yeah.
Who at this particular point in time are Pro Bowl potential. Like this is why you're taken in this this situation
that
because
be
you're
great.
Pro Bowl potential. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio at Leap36. You already knew that. You already knew that voice. I don't even know why I reset him. He's Leroy Butler. I'm
Who
Bill
has
Schmidt,
more
baby,
raspier voice than me? I mean, really. Come on.
But hey, I'll say this.
I do
every
walk
time,
around with subtitles. I say, this is what I really said.
But the thing is, whenever anybody asks me about, you work with Leroy Butler. He just got the nicest smile.
Well, yeah, I
got
to keep
just got the
teeth
nicest
clean,
smile.
I get some teeth clean.
Quickly, before we get back into the draft talk here, Leroy, Malcolm Brogdon, this from Matt Velasquez on Twitter. Malcolm Brogdon will be out games 1 and 2 against the Boston Celtics game 1 on Sunday. He will be reassessed after that.
Okay, that's pretty good news. At the same time, that'll be when they're going to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. But at the same time, if you're Bledsoe, this is your show, okay? I get Brock. This is what I want to see Bledsoe go there and put his footprint on what, because last year really got up under my skin. You know, I've been the only one saying about it, Rozier and what he's been doing. But at the same time, any news, any guys coming back this round is positive. I'm excited about it.
So when I look at the needs on offense and defense for tonight, when you're drafting at 12 and you're picking at 30, there's a possibility that you're going to have the 5th, 6th best pass rusher on the board for you. You're going to have the opportunity to have either the 2nd, 3rd, maybe even #1 offensive line prospect on the board for you. You're going to have possibly the #1 pass catching target on the board for you in T.J. Hockenson as a tight end.
And you're making this difficult.
It's become more and more an issue for me because I just keep. You said don't fall in love with any one guy. I'm falling in love with some of the names and the potential that these guys have.
Okay.
And there's a couple of pass catchers that have been getting pub all draft process long as the #1 guy, but there's a little bit of a difference into where he's going to fall. And that's DK Metcalf, right?
Yes. That's a project now.
That's a project.
It is a project.
You look at a guy that played alongside him in college, A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Was back-to-back first team all SEC
production
guy and did most of it in the slot. So like when I see a guy that I know can be a plug and play into an issue that I have, how much of that is drafting on need and still encompassing everybody's best player available?
Encompassing,
wise?
I like that.
I like that word too.
Well,
learned it from these people out here in Brookfield.
That's a good question because you really need somebody to replace Randall Cobb. Now I like the kid Brown and Oklahoma. But if you can get a guy that can go in the slot and can be your return guy, you knock out two things with one pick. But again, when you look at the measurables and guys, they look at that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. No doubt they do, yes.
And the sweats, those are just numbers off the charts. It's going to be difficult to pass on them. If you really deem these guys falling, trade out of that spot, pick up an extra second round pick, and maybe you can probably pick up both of these guys if they continue to fall. But the good thing about it, they have their homework on these guys to know that there has to be a guy, if you either trade back into later in the teams, that's going to be coming to your, just like Jair Alexander, come in and play right away and play a lot of downs if you're healthy. So it's going to be fun to see where they go with that because they're sending out signals that they're all over the place and they're open for business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams don't even answer their phone. We got our guy. We locked in. We got the card already ready. Some teams like, you know what? We got 15 cards sitting out here. The phone rang. Call this team. Let's see what we can do. Most of the time, it's people that you have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the John Dorseys of the world.
Yes.
Those, you know, the people in Oakland. You know these guys. You know what they're looking for. Then you try to pull the trigger.
When you can go up or down, you have the possibility of never really drafting this high again as the Green Bay Packers picking at 12 and at 30. You can go up. You can go down. There's a few different ways that you can fit this in. Wendy's Big Show here on 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can email us. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Who's your guy and why? Let us know. Everybody's got their guy. I got a few names here that I want to bounce off Leroy Butler. I talked about A.J. Brown. I'll get into him a little bit more later on. But a tight end as well as floated the interest level. Ben Fennell is really interested in one of those Hawkeye tight ends. He joins us in about 15 minutes. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. We're out here till 6. Then it's Bill Michaels, Gary Ellerson, Paul Emig taking you through the entire first round of the NFL draft out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Come on out and join us. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Been all day thinking, all night wondering, why love has to change. You kiss me, but it's not real. Tell me what happened.
Are we living a lie, 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show out here live at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. That sweet sound you're listening to coming out. Keith Sweat, winner of last week's Throwback Thursday. That's who we're listening to coming out of the breaks right now. Anthony, my bad, man. I got too excited talking draft out here with Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. The Wendy's Big Show today here on The Fan. Anthony, I totally messed up during the last break. I forgot to get your nomination and my nomination after Leroy Butler nominated Eminem. So I want to hear first from the back in the Hales Corner studio, because then I'm going to base my nomination off you guys. What do you got?
Well, very first, let's go to intern Mother Plucker. He's got one for this week, too, so let's get him first.
How about Queen? I like Queen.
Queen? All right. I'm going to go with the Four Tops.
The Four Tops. Can you explain the Four Tops to me?
Ask Leroy.
No. Just come on, man. You're the one nominating them.
Leroy will know. Ask
you
Leroy.
You got to know a little bit about the Four Tops.
I know this much. I know that Joe Zanzola came in here wrapping things up from the Bill Michaels show. I said, hey, Joe, who do you want to nominate? I got nothing. And he said the Four Tops. Here we are.
Okay, so it's a Radio Joe Zanzola nomination.
Yeah.
That means that it's probably going to win, because I think he's only nominated people twice since I've had this job, and he's won.
I did poke times. Around there. It's pretty good.
Goodness gracious. I just got the hand out here. From noon till 10 out here at the Q Club, it's 50-cent wings. Woo-hoo! Oh, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Nelson, you should have told me that there are 50-cent wings, man. You should have kept me away from the 50-cent wings. I'm standing up in my chair right now, Mandela, ready to rock and roll. My nomination for next week, let's go with, I couldn't win last week with him, Bon Jovi. I want to hear John Bon Jovi. I've always wanted to hear Bon Jovi. I like Bon Jovi. Saw him in concert. Actually, my first live concert, Anthony, if you can believe that. I went and saw Bon Jovi, yes, with my mother. And you can make those jokes if you would like to. I thought it was pretty fantastic. So whatever, that's fine.
Hey, Mother's Day is right around the corner. There's nothing wrong with showing some love for your mom.
Absolutely not. Yeah, Nelson, quit shaking your hand at me. 414-799-1250. We're out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. It's going to be a party out here. They got the draft on all the TVs. They got pool tables, like all the pool tables. I think in the entire north area of Waukesha, they have all of the pool tables. And one of the best parts about the middle now, so I used to come here a lot when I was out at Carroll University playing ball, going to college, Anthony. I used to come out here quite a bit, like Thursday, Friday nights. We'd come out here and end up taking an Uber because the deals were always good in the back and by the bar, and play a bunch of games and then get out. They put in an indoor, I want to say that's a bocce ball area,
yeah,
right through the middle of these two sets of pool tables. You can literally play bocce ball inside. So that's one of the cooler things that I've
played?
Seen. I've played bocce ball outside. I've never played inside. I think that was a different feel for me. But also,
very underappreciated game.
Right. They have the bags also set up for cornhole. So if anybody comes out here and is really trying to lose, I'm one of the best cornhole players in the Milwaukee area. So don't try to test me with that since it's out here. Keep your excitement level to yourself, because I will embarrass you in front of anybody that you bring out here to Q Club of Wisconsin if you challenge me to cornhole. I'm just saying, not saying, just saying. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250. Who's your guy and why? Everybody's got their dude on draft night. Everybody has done their homework. Everybody's excited about one guy. We had Derek yesterday calling from Albany. He had three dudes. He wanted Dalton Risner since I think the draft process started. I really like Dalton Risner, right? Like, I'm continuing to go through all of these different names and watch as much tape as I can. But when you see offensive linemen who just like to finish blocks, Dalton Risner likes to finish blocks. He likes that one hit that gets the dude up in the air. You get the hands inside the chest plate, and you see the guy's head kind of bob back. That's when you know you're controlling somebody when you're blocking them. Then Dalton Risner likes to laugh at you and put you in the dirt. The same way that I see Cody Ford from Oklahoma do it, who's probably more of a realistic opportunity at 12. So is Juwan Taylor at 12. Guy from Florida who's kind of messing around in the top 10, also been seen in a lot of mock drafts in that 15, 16 area. There's so many different ways that tonight can go, and I think that's one of the – it's always some of the best drama you're going to get on draft night. But you never exactly know how it's going to start, right? Like, somebody's going to throw a wrench through everybody's plan for tonight. It could be – the Arizona Cardinals had won. I think that's the easiest way to say it, that the Cardinals could throw a wrench in everybody's plan at one, not go Kyler Murray. It could be San Francisco. That number three spot with the New York Jets, they've been telling just about anybody that will listen that they're ready to trade down. They're open for business. So are possibly the New York Giants when you come up to six. A little bit more opportunity for trades probably once you get into that 8-9 territory with the Lions and Bills, that they're looking to make a move, and that you could possibly go up and get one of those top defensive players in that realm. I wonder where people are on this, because you have we were just talking about it with a quarterback, right? And I feel like the quarterback has taken over this debate of trading up or trading down. Everybody thinks that if you're trading down, somebody's coming up for a quarterback. Well, last year, you traded down, and Davenport was the pick for the New Orleans Saints. They went and got their pass rusher. They jumped up 15 spots to do it and gave up their first-round pick this year. But they were going up for a difference-maker defensive player. There are straight difference-makers at the top of this draft. When you're talking about Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, Nick Bosa, those guys are difference-makers day one. Devin White is in that same category. Devin Bush might be the undersized linebacker from Michigan. There are names up and down the board that you can say are, they're really good players. But do they fit into, dare I say, the A.J. Hawk realm? Right? Everybody didn't like A.J. Hawk's production because of where he was taken in the draft. But if A.J. Hawk was taken maybe, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, he's your franchise leader in tacklers. He led the team in tackles for like 6 years. That's the quarterback of your defense. That's like what you're looking for. You're looking for a plug-and-play starter at this spot. When you're at 12 and you don't necessarily know if you're going to have the opportunity to get this high again or start this high again in the draft process, maybe tonight's when you package those picks. You package your third round. You package a couple of those extra picks that you have in 4 and 6. Maybe you're giving up on the second round entirely and 44 goes with 12 and you're all the way up to, let's say, 6. Or maybe it takes more. Maybe it takes 12 and 30 and you can get up into that top 5, get yourself a Josh Allen, Quinnen Williams to go with Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark. Remember, Kenny Clark's only 23 years old, and Kenny Clark is supposed to be best thing since sliced bread at this point in D-tackles around the league. You listen to any national publication, Pro Football Focus drools about Kenny Clark, about how great he is on the inside. Maybe you add a difference maker like that. It's an Ed Oliver. Montez Sweat could just fall to you. So there's opportunities for you. This is, I believe, the best opportunity if the Packers are going to go up in the draft. And I'm not saying up 2 spots. I'm not saying up to 10. Go up into the top 6. Going up into the top 5 or so. If you want to get a difference maker, you just might have to do that on the defensive side of the football. There are some offensive difference makers that my next guy, Ben Fennell, has been all over lately. TJ Hockenson, one of those Hawkeye tight ends, Ben Fennell loves. I want to talk to him a lot about TJ Hockenson because last night I found myself doing all this reading, studying more and more and watching some more tape, and I think I might have talked myself into TJ Hockenson at 12. So I'm going to let Ben Fennell tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong when he joins us next. This is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh, Leroy Butler out here as well. We are live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard out here in Waukesha. Come on out, play some pool, watch the draft, get some good food. They got, up until 10, they got 50-cent wings. And like, where are you going to find good wings? Like, some of the best wings you're going to have, and I'm going to throw it to a break because I got a plate right in front of me. This is the Wendy's Big Show for 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ben Fennell of The Athletic joins us next. Keith Sweat, Throwback Thursday. This is the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. How you email us. Maybe you're at work, stuck reading some NFL mock drafts, listening to us on like the one earbud, maybe your AirPod, little like half-smoked Marb Red looking thing that you just kind of stick out of your ear and hope that your boss doesn't listen. Know that you're listening to the Wendy's Big Show while you're probably supposed to be making like phone calls or other things like that. Maybe you're just firing off an email live. 1057FMTheFan.com at 1057FMTheFan on Twitter is how you get in touch with us. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, soon to be named 2020 Class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a prediction. That is a spoiler. 414-799-1250. Who's your guy and why? I want to know your guy because everybody's got a guy that they want to see the Packers go with at 12. Maybe it's 30. Maybe it's a guy that you think they should be going up and getting. For me right now, if I'm going up and getting a guy, it's hard for me not to want to go up and get Josh Allen. When you lead the SEC in sacks, not only is that the best football conference in all of college football, the SEC, bar none. He did it on a Kentucky football team. That's not doing it on Alabama. Like, when a guy leads the conference in tackles at Alabama, understandably so, everybody else has got to be blocked. There's probably two or three guys drawing double teams. Josh Allen was that guy. He had to kind of do it himself at 17 sacks. Led all of the SEC. He's just so explosive. He's one of the most explosive guys that I've seen rush the passer from that end in a long, long time. There's also dudes at the top of the board. Quinnen Williams, a lot of guys are saying, is one of those in a tier of his own, right? Charles Robinson said that for a lot of teams, it's Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, and then everybody else. If you have the opportunity to go up and get a guy like that, when you can go up and get that difference maker, it's similar to, and I'll put it back to the quarterback conversation, because this is kind of where it all comes in. A lot of people think when you're making a trade on draft night, it's because you want a quarterback. Look at what the Philadelphia Eagles did a couple of years ago. Same year that the Los Angeles Rams went up and got their quarterback of the future. They looked around and said, we're at 14, 15. This is the best position we're going to be in for us to go and get that new guy. Get that quarterback of the future. Get our new leader. And they gave up a king's ransom to go up to 1 and 2, respectively, in that year and draft Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. They knew that if they get this guy, and he is their savior, he is the one that's going to take them to the promised land, we're really not going to need any of these other guys. We're not going to need these picks. Look at what Chicago just did last year. We're looking at Khalil Mack like he's the greatest thing around, and he kind of is. He's kind of the scariest dude in the NFL, if I'm going to be completely honest with you right now. Khalil Mack is we talk about get off the bus guys. Khalil Mack gets off his own bus, grabs his own bag, has the beats on, and everybody looks and says, he's going to be a problem. The Bears aren't picking tonight. They have their first pick is in round number 3. But they can point to who's their first round draft pick this year? That's 52. Next year. Who's your guys' first round draft pick? That's 52. The guy that you're going to have to try to block 75 snaps tonight. Good luck. Have fun with it. When you have a difference maker of that ilk, somebody that changes the game like that on defense, you're really, really tough to beat. So if you believe that one of these guys is that guy, if you believe that one of these dudes changes the entire complexion of your defense and makes everybody else better, Danny Trevathan, really, really good player in Chicago. You put Khalil Mack rushing the passer in there, back to a Pro Bowl. Adrian Amos. A lot of people in Chicago thought he was a really, really good player. Now he's playing for the Packers, just signed that 4-year deal. In part, because he knew his job, yes. He was always in the right position, of course. He knew the playbook just as well as anybody else. But when Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins, all top 10, 12 quarterbacks, I don't know where you put Kirk Cousins, but when they have to get rid of the football in 3.2, 2.7 seconds because 52 is breathing down their neck, or he already tagged him in the first quarter, we're in the middle of the third, and you know that there's going to be a pass play 15 yards downfield, got to make sure the safety clears out of the way. You need those 3.5 seconds. But this guy's been on you all night. That changes the game. That's the kind of pass rusher that changes an entire defense. So if you see that guy tonight, I think this is the best opportunity you have to go get him. Still efforting Ben Fennell. We're going to get in touch with Ben here before the program is done. But 414-799-1250, who is your guy and why? I want to know because everybody's been doing their homework. This is the chance for you to flex some muscle. And I talked myself into one guy here last night. If Stevie was here, he'd be just going absolutely berserk. But I'm going to tell you why I'm digging TJ Hockenson next. This is the Wendy's Big Show. We're out here at Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Touch. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, is here. Gary Ellerson joins us at 5. And then he joins Bill Michaels and Paul Emmick tonight from 6 to 11 out here for the fans. Football draft party at the Q Club of Wisconsin. It's going to be a great time. They got 50 Cent Wings until 10 o'clock. They got beer specials starting up at 7. Don't want to miss it. Come on out. Just come play some hooky, man. It's a beautiful day. Come on out and hang out with us. There's no better day. Well, maybe the NCAA tournament is a really, really good day to skip work. The NFL draft is another one of those excuses where you don't really need an excuse. Come on out and party with us, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.